Striper fans, you ready for a new episode of Strictly Striper? This is Bill from Rocks Records and Rocks Productions here to bring you a new episode of Strictly Striper. We got a lot to celebrate here. We had our last episode earlier this year, and we focused on the brand new album Second Coming, which came out in March of this year, 2013. But we're in September, and it looks like we are going to get a second new album from Striper. Can you believe that? Two albums in 1 year from our favorite band, Striper. And we're here to tell you a lot of things that are going on with the band, play some good music, news, reviews, updates, play some other new tunes and some side projects, and just share with you all the stuff that's going on with the Striper camp for you Striper fans out there. So listen up. And this episode, we're going to focus on the newer material. A lot of times with Striper, you hear about the classics, the platinum albums from the 80s, To Hell with the Devil, In God We Trust, Soldiers Under Command. But we're going to focus on the newer stuff. The band's put out a lot of great new material this year. Not just this year, but in the past decade. So we're going to focus on that material there for this entire episode. And let you hear what the band's been up to. Hear some of more of the modern tunes. And just have a good time and have some fun and fellowship here. So let's kick it off with something from the Reborn album.
Free tone, and I need
Good stuff, huh? That song was called If I Die, and that was off of the Reborn album, which came out in 2006 on Big Three Records. I'm not sure exactly how well the album did. I'll have to try and see if I can figure that out, but I was spinning a lot. It was a really good album. There's a lot of good tunes on this one. If you haven't picked that album up, you're doing yourself a grave injustice, especially if you're a Stryper fan. A lot of good tunes. 2006 Reborn on Big Three Records. So we mentioned there's a lot of things going on. You know, we got the Second Coming album earlier this year. The band just announced the No More Hell to Pay album. They're also going to be working on a brand new DVD that you can be a part of. That's right. A video that you can be a part of. How cool is that? This is going to be happening in October, so you need to get a move on if you want to get involved in this. And if you go over to strictlystriper.com or to Stryper.com, the official band website, you'll get all the details. But on October 11th through the 13th, the band is actually initiating the first inaugural Stryper Fan Weekend. What does that entail? A lot. You're going to get privilege to a special Stryper concert, Q&A sessions with the band, some worship music from Michael Sweet. It sounds like a very cool and entertaining weekend. And you're going to be a part of the Stryper history because you will be recorded through the whole thing. It's set to be released through Frontier Records later on. And you can now go over to Stryper.com, check out the full details over there, or StrictlyStriper.com, and read the press release. But very, very cool. Very exciting for Stryper fans. Well, we told you for this episode we're going to focus a lot on the newer years here in this decade here from 2000 to today. So we're going to actually play a brand spanking new tune for you off the soon-to-be-released album No More Hell to Pay, which is coming out in November of this year. So definitely you're going to want to pick that up. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here as we get closer. But right now, let's jump into the brand new release that we've already got just this year from Stryper. Second Coming album already came out. It's available today on CD, digital download from all your favorite retail outlets, even on a limited edition double yellow vinyl. So check those things out over Amazon.com or wherever your favorite music stores are and pick that up. But this album is a re-record. They re-record a compilation of their favorite tracks for this from the first three albums. So you got stuff from Yellow and Black Attack, Soldiers Under Command, and To Hell with the Devil on this first effort, as well as two brand new tunes already this year. So, wow, Stryper fans, you must be excited already. This is going to be your second album coming in November, and we already got something new that we've been spinning for the last few months. So, you know what? Let's jump into two new songs off of the Second Coming. Let's play something off of the one of the re-records, and then also touch into one of the brand new tunes right here, back to back, and then we'll be right back with you. So check this out. We'll be right back.
a dull knife that cuts and makes you endure the scars that label you.
Alright, what'd you think of those? Those are pretty cool, huh? That first one we played there was To Hell with the Devil. Everyone's familiar with that one if you're a Striper fan. The last one that we just heard was called Bleeding from the Inside Out, which is a new track on The Second Coming. So, two new tunes on there that are killer. Bleeding from the Inside Out and also Blackened. If you haven't picked up Second Coming yet, either two, we encourage you to do that. You collectors, there is a limited edition vinyl I mentioned earlier. Double yellow LP vinyl. It's just awesome. I have one for my personal collection, so pick one up, and before you have to pay a high price for it on eBay. Actually, that's right, I forgot to mention, the band has some special signed versions of those over at their website as well. So if you want a full-on autographed copy, go over to Striper.com, and you can pick up one of those over there as well. So we're talking about No More Hell to Pay, and I'm going to keep you hanging on a little longer for that new track. let's jump into, let's talk a little bit about what else the band's been up to. I mean, they did one of those rock and metal cruises earlier on. They've been touring. Striper had some few shows this year already. There's still a few more coming up. Michael and Oz have had some solo acoustic shows together, a couple over here in California. Lots of good things going on with the Striper camp. So, also on the side project front, and I think that's what we're going to jump into real quick here right now. Oz is also a full-time member of another classic Christian metal rock band that you all probably recall, Bloodgood. The band had a successful campaign where they were doing one of the Kickstarter programs to raise some funds to record the new album. They met every penny they needed and then some, And so we should have some new Bloodgood material featuring Oz pretty soon. Earlier last year, Bloodgood did do a special album where they put out a remastered version of one of their very early demos called Metal Missionaries, and they added a new track at the end of that, which featured Oz on it. So it was probably one of the first recordings Oz playing with Bloodgood. So you know what? Let's check that out here real quick, okay? This is Bloodgood featuring Oz Fox. What'd you think of that? That was pretty cool, huh? That was actually a demo version, and it's from 2010 of a track called Man in the Middle, featuring Oz Fox on guitar. It's a good song. It is a demo track, so I'm sure we'll probably get a re-recorded, a really clean version of that soon. But for you collectors out there, too, I encourage you to go over to bloodgoodband.com bloodgoodband.com, bloodgoodband.com. That's the official Bloodgood website. You can get a few Bloodgood CDs over there, including this one, which is the Metal Missionaries 25th Anniversary Edition. I'm sure it's going to be a collector's edition collectible pretty soon. So I encourage you to go pick that one up over there, bloodgoodband.com. All right. You guys want to hear some more tunes? I do. Want to hear that new track off of No More Hell to Pay, that brand new track? Me too. But we're not going to play that one yet. I'm going to keep you waiting. I mentioned we're playing stuff from this year, or from this decade, so we're going to go to something the band released in 2010, The Covering. You guys remember The Covering? Awesome album of re-recorded classics, some of the band's favorite tunes recorded into Striper interpretations here. So we're going to play you two tracks off of The Covering right now and then talk a little bit about that. Two of my favorite tracks. Let's do one of the cover songs. And the brand new tune. There was another brand new tune on this one, so let's check these two out.
We'll be right back. wickedness won't suffice. Those who care, they stop and stare at the wall, doing nothing, watching there. Shine does fall. The sun is falling for the sky. The earth is cold in stone. Have mercy on us, for we know not what we do.
Very cool, very cool. We just played two tracks for you right there off of the 2010 album, The Covering. First up there was The Trooper. You guys remember that one? Old Iron Maiden classic there, re-recorded by the guys. And the last one, God, brand new track at that time. A new track for Stryper fans, 2010's The Covering. The track was called God. Very cool, heavy song. Love that one. All right, well, we've covered quite a bit of the newer material. One album from this 2000 decade that we didn't cover yet was called Murder by Pride. We're going to keep the music going here and play a track off of that one real quick. So here you go. Let's play the title track, Murder by Pride.
Murder by Pride.
All right, that was the title track off of the 2009 album Murder by Pride. So now we've covered everything the band's put out here in the 2000s. So we've covered quite a bit. Let's just do a quick little recap there. We played you some stuff off of the band's album called Reborn. It was released in August of 2005. We just played you the title track off of the Murder by Pride album from 2009. Played you a couple of tunes off of The Covering, which came out in 2011, actually. A couple tunes off of The Second Coming, which was released just in March of this year in 2013. And Striper fans, are you ready? 2013 still has one more Striper album in store for us. November 5th, 2013. The brand new album, No More Hell to Pay. And we're not going to go into that yet. I'm having fun with this, guys. Sorry. I know you all want to hear that new song. One more tune and a little bit of news here, and then we're going to jump right into talking about No More Hell to Pay as we end the show. Going to play a tune for you from one of our Rocks Records artists here. It's a band called Inner Siege. They've been a really good-selling artist for Rocks Records this year, really doing really well out there. This is off of their album Kingdom of Shadows. I want to play that and just give you a quick Rocks Records update real quickly, and then we're going to jump right into No More Hell to Pay. So, but check out this tune. I think you guys are going to like this band, Inner Siege. What do you guys think of that, huh? That was a pretty cool tune. That was a track called Warrior off of the Inner Siege album called Kingdom of Shadows, which is available now over at rocksproductions.com. You fans of Christian rock, Christian metal, we've been working hard to try and bring you a lot of stuff this year on Rocks Records. Most notably, we've brought out the new Ultimatum album. We've brought out a new album from Join the Dead, which features Michael Phillips from Deliverance and The Sacrificed. We're working on a brand new Deliverance album with Jimmy Brown, hoping to have that out by the end of the year. We've put out a Doom album by a band called Pylon. And right now, we're about to release a 25th anniversary edition picture disc. That's right, an LP, an album, a picture disc, celebrating the 25th anniversary of a classic Christian metal band called Vengeance Rising. You guys that have been around the Christian rock and metal scene for a lot of years are probably familiar with them. Great Christian thrash band from the 80s. We're only printing 300 of these, and they're going pretty quick. So if you like that style of music or you're a classic Christian rock and metal collector, jump over to rocksproductions.com and pick yourself up one of those. Got a lot of other things going on there, too. So if you sign up on our mailing list, you'll keep up with all the new artists and classic reissues that we keep working on over there at rocksproductions.com for you Christian rock fans. All right. And without further ado, let's get into what you guys have been waiting for. Let's hear the brand new track from No More Hell to Pay. And we're going to hear the title track. This is the title track from Striper's forthcoming album, release date November 5th, 2013. No More Hell to Pay. That track is absolutely killer. I, for one, am absolutely waiting for this new album, No More Hell to Pay. Kind of looks like a return to form. If you haven't seen the new artwork for this album yet, you've got to go over to Striper.com, StrictlyStriper.com, and take a look at it. The tracks, the samples we've heard, they've released already this track. I think this is going to be the band's most successful album to date. And I think they're going to be doing wonderful things with this. I'm sure they've got some great tour plans lined up for next year. Fans are going to eat this one up. I'm sure there's a lot of limited edition packages. As a matter of fact, we know there is. There's actually already been released another track called Revelation, a lyric video that you can check out. If you go over to strictlystriper.com or striper.com, you'll see a link to that there and see another and hear another brand new track off of the album. Pre-orders are up for it now. You can get it at amazon.com, most of your favorite retailers. ChristianRockShop.com, they've got it. You can get two versions of it now, right now. There's the regular version, the regular edition version, which is 12 tracks, or there's a deluxe edition version, which features two discs. Your 12 tracks on disc one. Track two is a special DVD with two videos and a making of the album. You fans are going to want to pick up on that one real quick. Not sure if that's going to be a limited edition pressing. It is a deluxe edition, so usually those are printed in shorter runs and usually tend to go quicker, so hint, hint, hint. Either way, pick up No More Hell to Pay. You'll get a ton of great new music from Striper. That's a good way to support the band, keep them alive and kicking for us fans out there. See them live more often. You know, you got to support. Buy those albums. Go to those tours. Help keep the band going. Keep them alive. Keep them fed. Got to keep those guys fed so they can keep recording great music for us. Again, No More Hell to Pay, November 5th, 2013. Get out there and pick it up. Actually, pre-order it now. Even better. All right? Okay, we enjoyed this hour with you guys, so take care, stay tuned, and we'll see you again real soon here on Strictly Striper.